I think it's fair to say there will be some changes for Tuesday's cup tie. I think we've obviously had a lot of games in a short period of time, and it's important that that one or two that need a game get the opportunity. We know it'll be a tough game. Crewe are a very good side. I mean, you only need to know through the history how they bring the players up and how they like to play. And of course, it's a big game for them, a huge scalp. So we have to make sure that we're ready for that. But there's three or four players that need some game time. But again, it's good players that are coming in to play. So I think it's fair to say that, you know, the Finneys and the Stokes and one or two like that will come in. And then, as I say, we look forward to seeing them in action.
I suppose the big question, Owen, is will Shane Duffy be playing tomorrow?
Yeah, well, Shane's come in today and he's with a really good chat. And again, showed a fantastic attitude today and a real positivity. I had a chat with him last week and I gave him a few days off, given he was suspended, to go and spend some time with his family and really just prioritise what needs to be in Shane's best interest and everything else. And I've said he came in today, big smile on his face, prepared to work hard and everything else. And obviously Shane's under, you know, obviously consideration for that.
Do you feel as though he needed to just clear his head up?
Yeah, I think, listen, we've all been, I mean, the game we're in, I mean, it can be very intense, as we know, and everything that comes with it. And Shane's no different. And it's probably the first time that, you know, because he's still a very young man, it's probably the first time he's ever had to deal with that kind of situation that he's in. But, you know, I explained to Shane how, you know, I've had experience in myself, but how quickly the game can change, you know, in the game we're in. I mean, if you look at Antonio at West Ham, you know, he was getting pilloried last week for giving the penalty away. He's taken off by his manager. And within 5-6 days, the boy's an absolute hero, scoring the first goal at their new stadium in front of nearly 60,000 fans. And that's how quickly football can change. And, you know, so Shane knows that. He was beside himself last week. You know, he felt horrible. He felt, you know, he never went out to make mistakes and score own goals. And I'm sure mentally he'll come through the other side of that and be better for that, as horrible as it was, but be better for that experience. And as I said before, you know, we need, as I say, good players available and playing well. And Shane Duffy's certainly a good player.
Do you think he's been affected by going away with Ireland to the Euros, having to mix with, you know, superstars, and maybe that changes a player's perspective a little bit?
No, I don't think that. I don't think that affected him in any way, if I'm honest. I think that was a situation that Shane Duffy earned. He earned by playing very well, and that's what he has to do again, because he has that in his locker to be a top player. I think it doesn't help when there's speculation because of interest from other clubs. That doesn't help players. And then, of course, you know, everybody's got their opinion on it, and I can imagine that he's hearing it in one ear, he's in the other. Yeah. When all said and done, and I've said to Shane, I've said to Ben, I've said to many players down through the years, you know, the Gary Cahills and boys like that I had that were always, I mean, every transfer window with Gary Cahill, it was intense speculation. And as I said to Gary at the time, and I've relayed the same to the boys, the only thing they can affect is what they do in the field. And by doing well in the field, then, of course, there's huge interest everywhere else. So that's what they have to take control of. And I'm pretty sure he now understands what's involved in that. And as I say, he seems in a very good place today. And then long may that continue.
And without seeming like I'm adding to the speculation here, Owen, I mean, is there anything you can tell us about possible moves away? Has there been any further interest?
No, again, Shane? No, as I said, you know, when you ask me a question, I always answer it very honestly, and I'm never evasive in any way, and I'm not. There's nothing more to report in respect of 3 weeks ago. There'd been offers for both Ben Marshall and Shane Duffy. Subsequently to that, there has been no written offers for both players. Now, of course, given the nature of the transfer window, there will be speculation, there'll be stories written and everything else. But categorically, as we sit here just now, there has been no enhanced written offers for any of those players. So ultimately, the players have to go and keep doing what they're doing. I mean, I've said before, when they're at the top of the form, that's the type of players we want at the club. And I'm still trying to do everything in that respect. So, as I say, we just have to get on with it, get our heads down. Two, for me, huge home games this week. A chance to win in the cup and progress to a very good round of the cup with chance of a glamour tie, for want of a better phrase. But to do that, we're going to have to do well tomorrow night. And then, obviously, into another good home game against Fulham at the weekend.
And I know you've been light in the centre-back position, but you must have been thrilled to bits to see Scott Wharton make his debut and impress on Saturday.
Well, he did. I mean, the kid was outstanding, and he'll have learned an important lesson from the game as well, because, you know, in the last minute he's been caught on a corner kick. But, and you know this, I mean, I've got immense faith and confidence in the kid, and I've shown, you know, throughout my career, if they're good enough, regardless of age, I'm prepared to play them. And, you know, for me, from when Shane was suspended, it was straight away in my mind the kid would come in and play. And I think he acquitted himself very well. I think it was in terms of how and about it, because, you know, Grady's a handful, you know, physically a big imposing man, and Scott Wharton stood up to that. Not only did he do that, but I thought he passed the ball very well. He looked comfortable on the ball, And of course, moving forward, then that's a great asset to have at a club with those young players coming through. We have a few others that will be in the squad tomorrow night, Jack Doyle, Conor Mahoney. So we certainly have good young players coming through. Whether they're quite ready for the demands of the Championship, week in, week out is another thing, but there's no doubt that they'll have their role to play as the season continues.
And there's a sense of inevitability about the next question, Owen. Is there anything you can tell us about bringing players in?
Yeah, well, the answer to that is it's yes and it's no. The answer is there's been, obviously, numerous conversations with clubs taking place, and we thought, again, we were probably close to something, but a couple of injuries at certain clubs kind of curtailed that, as can happen. But that's not to say it's it won't happen. It just may be that it takes a little bit longer than what we thought, because obviously I was trying to have a couple of players in for the weekend and it never materialised. But again, it doesn't stop us. I mean, the cup game obviously tomorrow, it'll be the same faces that we've had, but we'd certainly like to try and add for the Fulham game at the weekend, and we'll continue to try and move on that.
I'm told there's not been many tickets sold for the Tuesday game against Crewe. You've been to a final in this competition with Bolton, you got Burnley to a semi-final, Rovers have won this competition. For those who are rumming and ahhing, who might not think, look at the weather or whatever, might not decide to come or are thinking about it, what would you say to them? What would be your message to get down on Tuesday?
Well, as always, I would say, you know, come and support your team as you do. I certainly understand. I mean, finance is important as well, and you know, there's always a cost involved in coming to support your club, so I get all that. But I think obviously there will be a number, as I mentioned before, you know, Scott Watton will start again, there'll be a number of young players, Doyle and Mahoney in the squad. And again, equally one or two that are obviously new to the club as well. And it's, of course, it's a cup tie. It's a chance to progress to a very exciting round of the competition. And we, you know, I always, as a player, as a coach, always love the cup competitions under the lights and a Tuesday night, whatever it is. And so I'm pretty sure whoever comes along, they get behind their team as they did, and they did on Saturday. And we'll take it from there. It'll be a tough game, Crewe. I mean, they've got nothing to lose. They're coming here and they'll have a freedom and an energy about them. We have to make sure that we're ready to pass and move the ball. If we do that, then of course we can progress to the next round, and you never know who awaits in the next round.
And they've always had this reputation for playing good, slick passing football under Dario Gradi, of course Steve Davis now there as well. What are your reports suggesting? Do they still play that side?
Yeah, they do actually. I mean, they're a good passing side. The young kid Kiwami, on loan from Chelsea, scored a wonderful goal at the weekend. So they've got one or two that can bring a bit of individual quality to the game as well. But they will. I mean, Dagno and Lowe, the strikers, have been about and scored goals at different levels, so they're always a handful. So that's why it's a great game for us, particularly the young ones coming in as well. And they will pass the move, and I think it'll be a very good footballing game. As I say, we have to make sure that we obviously be creative, take our chances, and look to progress to the next round.